This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's trending on social media. It's normal to shower with your back to the shower, right? Not facing the water? Question mark. I agree with her. I think it is normal. I think most people stand with their back to the water. Amanda, you have this theory about your twirling.
I mean, I'm moving around the whole time. I don't just stay away or facing the stream. I mean, I'm moving too much to say that I do one more than the other.
What are people saying on text?
Get in and rinse standing forward. Wash body with soap standing backwards. Rinse soap off standing forward. Wash my hair standing forward. So I move around too, and that seems to be the only correct answer.
Thanks for holding.
I'm sorry it's not an option, but I'm with Amanda. No, you have to turn. You can't just stay in one spot.
Well, no, I realize occasionally you turn, but you must spend the bulk of one time.
No, the bulk of the time back, yeah. But, Jeff, I have to tell you, I'm 56 years old. I've been with you 40 years, and you crack me up. Amanda, love you, too. Working from home now, and I couldn't do it without you guys.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy those back showers.
Have a good day.
All right, which is it for you, facing the water or your back to the water?
In the morning before work, I face the water the entire time.
Wow.
And then at night after the gym, I'll face the water and wash myself, and then I turn around and wash myself with a loofah.
Very regimented. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have
okay.
a good day.
Crystal says, my back until it's time to wash my face. Also, Ruby says, I turn and turn and turn like a rotisserie.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.